Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of public speaking, and I'm going to be talking about a very slick way in order to interact with the audience. There are different reasons you should interact with the audience, in my opinion. One reason is that it showcases stage presence. Whenever you're starting off your speech by saying, "raise your hand if," and you present a certain scenario, you're pretty much taking control of the situation. Another reason to engage with the audience is because it proves to them that you are harmless. Just like the speaker often fears the audience, there are audience members that fear the speaker as well. They're thinking, what is this guy up to, and can I trust him or her? Another reason that you want to interact with the audience is that it makes you feel calmer as well. You realize that this blob of people, they're not your enemies. They're regular people as well, and you can interact with them. Now the question is, what if you don't want to interact with them in a very direct sort of way, where you're poking fun at them, where you're asking them to raise their hand, where you're being like, any volunteers? What's another way to interact with them? Here's what I call a very invisible way to interact with the audience. Walk around stage. Take up a lot of real estate. When you do something like that, what happens is that you are showing that you are comfortable with them. It's very similar to social skills when you think about it. Imagine that you're having a conversation with one person and you're just talking the entire time. Now imagine another scenario where you're talking with the person, but every now and then this guy puts his arm on your shoulder. For some reason, you're going to feel more connected with the second person because there's that physical touch. This person is breaking that boundary, in a good way, of course, and he's getting up in your space occasionally. And likewise, if we bring that same line of thinking into public speaking, where we're like, you know, we're not just going to stand behind the lectern the whole time. What we're going to do is we're going to walk around stage. We're going to let the audience know that, you know, I'm not scared of them. They shouldn't be scared of me. This is a very silent way to interact with the audience and make them on your side. So the next time that you're giving a speech, try this out. Rather than just standing there on one spot the entire time, move around. And as you are moving around, you will begin to trust the audience more, and the audience will begin to trust you more. If you enjoyed today's talk and you want to learn more about public speaking, be sure to check out my book, The Speaking Wizard. Within this book, you will learn much more about crowd control, how to interact with the audience, and fun scenarios to present to the audience so they will raise their hands. Check out The Speaking Wizard in the link in the description box, or go on armanitalks.com, hit shop, and grab your copy today. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast, and I will catch you next time.